If you're still routing all your production workloads to a single frontier model, you are leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table every single month. And this week, that problem just got impossible to ignore. Welcome back to the Build Briefing. I'm coming to you from the middle of the most consequential cost-performance split we've ever seen in frontier AI. And today, we're going to make it actionable. Let's get into it. Let's start with the headline numbers, because they are genuinely staggering. DeepSeek V4 Pro is matching Claude Opus 4.6 on SWE Verified. That's a rigorous, real-world software engineering benchmark. And it's doing it at 97% lower cost than GPT 5.5 Pro. Meanwhile, GPT 5.5 just launched and grabbed the top spot on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index at $30 per million output tokens. And on the open weight side, Kimi K2.6 from Moonshot AI just became the number one open source model on that same index, with MIMO 2.5 Pro from Xiaomi tying it on efficiency metrics. What this means operationally is simple. The era of picking one model and calling it done is over. The divergence between capability tiers and cost tiers is now so wide that not having a routing strategy is a financial decision, a bad one. Let's talk about the models themselves, because understanding what you're actually working with shapes every implementation decision that follows. GPT 5.5 is the agentic performance leader right now. It's hitting 82.7% on Terminal Bench 2.0. That's a full 13 points ahead of Claude Opus 4.7. It's also pulling 85% on Arc AGI 2. Impressive numbers. But here's the production reality you need to hear. GPT 5.5 shows an 86% hallucination rate on questions it answers incorrectly. Claude Opus 4.7 is at 36% on the same measure. That is not a minor gap. That is a material production risk for any knowledge-intensive workflow. If you're evaluating GPT 5.5 for deployment, you need a hallucination detection layer, something like a RAGIS faithfulness score or GEVAL, before this goes anywhere near a user-facing pipeline. And API access wasn't even public as of launch, so start with the batch and flex tier at 250 input, 15 output per million tokens. That's your evaluation runway. Now, DeepSeek V4 Pro is where the real infrastructure story is. This is a mixture of experts' architecture, 1.6 trillion total parameters, but only 49 billion active at inference time. It uses a hybrid compressed attention architecture that cuts compute on million token inference by 73% compared to V3.2. The result, $1.74 per million input tokens, $3.48 output. At a realistic agentic coding workload of 10 million API calls per month, averaging around 2,000 input tokens and 1,000 output tokens per call, V4 Pro costs you about $52,000 a month. The same workload on Claude Opus 4.7 runs you $375,000. That's a $322,800 monthly delta. That number should be sitting in your next sprint planning meeting. One critical flag, the legacy DeepSeek Chat and DeepSeek Reasoner endpoints depreciate on July 24, 2026. Version pin your endpoints this week, and V4 is text only at launch. Multimodal stays with GPT 5.5 and Gemini for now. For high volume, lower complexity tasks, V4 Flash is the answer. 284 billion parameters, 13 billion active, pricing at 0.14 cents input, 0.28 cents output per million tokens. I want you to really hear that number. At 100 million input plus 50 million output tokens per month, your total bill is $28, not $28,000, $28. That's your summarization, classification, and extraction workload. Move it immediately. On the open weight side, Kimi K2.6 is a genuine milestone. It supports 300 simultaneous subagents across 4,000 coordinated steps, up from 100 in the previous version, and it's confirmed compatible with OpenCode and CloudCode. It's hitting 58.6% on SWE Bench eBench Pro and running at 34 tokens per second at 32 billion active parameters. The catch is infrastructure. You need multi-GPU setup and about 600 gigabytes of storage. But if you're already running serious self-hosted infrastructure, this is now your open weight coding agent benchmark. Okay, let's get concrete about the build versus buy decision, because this is the core implementation question for this quarter. The framework is straightforward. If you're under 5 million tokens per month, or you need multimodal today, stay on managed APIs. The math doesn't justify self-hosting overhead at that scale. Pick your tier based on task complexity. Flash for simple tasks, V4 Pro for reasoning heavy work, GPT 5.5 for agentic benchmarks where you need the absolute frontier. If you're above that threshold, self-hosting starts to make sense, and the break-even math is now well-documented. DeepSeek V4 Flash on 6 180GB GPUs at spot pricing runs you about $10,800 a month in compute. That breaks even against the managed API at roughly 38 million output tokens per month. Above that, you're saving real money. NVIDIA has validated VLLM and SGLang serving recipes for both Blackwell and Hopper architectures. The operational path is clearer than it's ever been. Budget 2 to 4 weeks of platform engineering for a production-grade stack. For teams that aren't ready for full self-hosting, there's a middle path that I think is the right default for most production deployments right now, a hybrid abstraction layer. Here's the implementation story. You stand up Light LLM as a provider-agnostic proxy. That's 1 to 2 engineering days. You get a latency hit of about 15 to 20 milliseconds on routing, which is negligible for most workloads. In exchange, you get the ability to swap models via a config change instead of a codebase change. Then you write a lightweight task classifier, another 2 to 3 days, and you route. Simple tasks to V4 Flash at 0.28 cents per million output tokens, complex reasoning and code generation to V4 Pro or GPT 5.5, multimodal to GPT 5.5 or Gemini. The estimated cost reduction from this tiered routing versus a single frontier model approach is 60 to 75%. 2 to 3 engineering days, 60 to 75% cost reduction. That is the highest ROI sprint your team can run right now. One honest roadblock to flag, prompt engineering tuned for one provider often needs rework when you switch. The mitigation is to maintain a neutral prompt specification and test against at least 2 providers every quarter. Build that into your process now before you're scrambling. Okay, let's talk about 5 cost levers you can pull in your agentic pipelines, because the compounding effect here is significant. First, tiered model routing. We just covered that. 60 to 75% reduction. That's your baseline. Building on that, semantic response caching at a 0.95 cosine similarity threshold can drive 40 to 60% cache hit rates on enterprise workloads. You're not just saving on the API call, you're compressing latency for your end users simultaneously.
More importantly, think about how you're constructing your context windows. Here's a concrete example. For security vulnerability remediation, instead of passing a full 5,000-line file to the model, extract a 50-line window around the vulnerability. You go from roughly 15,000 tokens per call down to 800. That's a 95% token reduction at the per-call level. At 100,000 remediations per month on Claude Sonnet pricing, that saves you $4,260 a month from a single prompt engineering change. And on top of that, for non-urgent batch workloads, the GPT 5.5 batch and flex tier gives you 50% cost reduction versus standard pricing. Combine these levers intelligently, and your effective cost per task drops dramatically. One more operational flag that cannot be skipped. If you're running local inference with Ollama, the default configuration binds to all network interfaces with no authentication. That is not a staging environment quirk. That is a serious production vulnerability. Set Ollama host to 127.0.0.1, put an Nginx reverse proxy with authentication in front of it, and restrict access to authorized internal IPs before anything goes near production. Budget a quarter to half a full-time engineer for ongoing local inference maintenance. Finally, a quick signal on where the market is moving, because it affects how you build and how you sell. The enterprise buying criterion has shifted. OpenAI researcher Noam Brown put it cleanly. What matters is intelligence per token or per dollar. Your enterprise buyers are no longer impressed by benchmark maximization. They're evaluating cost per successful task completion. If you're building an AI product, instrument that metric and put it in your sales materials, not MMLU scores. The most compelling ROI framing closing enterprise deals right now is the compression story. Agentic coding infrastructure is automating 70% of security vulnerability remediation at major financial institutions. A 2-year legacy modernization project at a 6x productivity multiplier compresses to 4 months with 1 human manager plus agent licensing. That's the conversation your buyers want to have. And for anyone looking at an unoccupied GTM position, on-device AI for regulated professional services, law firms, medical practices, financial advisors is a genuinely open market right now. These buyers need physical data jurisdiction guarantees that no cloud service can provide. They're currently improvising with Mac mini clusters and custom scripts. The product gap is an enterprise local inference stack for Apple Silicon with HIPAA BAA, SOC 2, Active Directory integration, and a model management console. The analyst estimate on this window is about 2 years before a platform player closes it. That's a meaningful runway for a focused team.